morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the podcast from the back porch.
Back porch, guys.
Yeah, Tara got a table.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But we'll Jess.
How this goes. I'm Tara. Wow.
This is guided bullshit.
Jess, how you doing today?
I'm sleepy and nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because Lewis has an interview today and...
What?
Yeah, but, like, I was pestering him last night, like, do you have something to wear? Do you know where the fuck you're going? Like, do you have a babysitter, like, set in stone?
Right.
And I decided that I wasn't gonna help him because he didn't want my help.
Okay.
Because I was like, okay, like, let's get this figured out so that you're not rushing today and, like, squandering this opportunity just because, like...
Right.
You might not want the job.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? No, he can figure it out himself. He's a big boy.
Is he?
So he's probably going to call me 15 minutes before the interview and be like, I'm lost.
I don't have any clothes to wear.
He doesn't even know, like, what city it's in.
What?
Like, I just feel like it's going to get to, like, 1:30 and he's going to be like, oh, like, think it's, like, 10 minutes away and really it's, like, 30 minutes away.
Holy... How do you not know what city it's in? Also, what job is he applying for that requires him to go to a different city? Because I can't have you moving.
Oh, no. Like, okay. I mean, like, High Point.
Oh, or, like, okay. Thank God.
Near Winston-Salem. Because I feel like I remember... We have a friend who already works there. I feel like I remember him saying, like, it's kind of a drive.
Okay. All right.
But, like, he needs to know this shit.
What kind of job is it?
It's a, like, a programming job.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So, am I, like, in the right? I don't know. I guess there's no right or wrong here. It's just, like, I do need to give him his space, but I also do recognize that.
Yeah. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Maybe I worry too much.
I mean, well, yeah,
I'm just so used to him being, like... Okay, what do I need to do?
Right.
After I've already been, like...
Maybe he's thought this one through a little bit more.
He hasn't.
You just know.
I just know. Okay, fine. This is me giving him a little more faith. Anyway, yeah, that's what's on my mind this morning.
Cool.
Meh. How about you?
I'm trying to embrace going back to work after a 3-day weekend. It's always hard for me to get, like, back into that groove.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, 3-day weekend. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you heard me yesterday.
You never want to go back to work again.
Ever.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I love my job, but it's so nice having all the free time.
You have to keep working. Because you'll forget that, like, there's a reason you work.
To survive.
Yeah.
To buy things to get, that, like, you don't need.
Way too hopeful for things that will never happen, like winning the lottery and...
Yeah.
Like, finding sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah. I always joked about, like, about marrying rich.
Oh, in case, like, you haven't noticed, there's a chicken over there.
Oh, yeah, my neighbors have chickens.
Sorry, so. I don't think they've ever heard the chicken
no,
before.
No, I don't think they have either. That's weird that, like, because I'm sure it's been there in
it's just not
past
as...
recordings, but since we're not as close, maybe it doesn't
pick
up.
Yeah, we're real close to this chicken, guys.
We're substituting chickens with cars. So.
Now you know we're not just kidding when we say, like, okay, it's, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it is really 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's before that, actually. Anyway, I'm sorry, I
Whoa,
cut you off.
You just pulled a me. It's actually not 7 o'clock. It's 6:45. 6:47.
Oh, God.
But, what was I saying?
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Oh, I know what I was saying. I, like, used to make a joke about, like, oh, like, I'm just gonna marry rich.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was my plan this whole time. And I totally would, but, like, at the same time I wouldn't. I don't know. But some people took me seriously.
Well, you said you used to make a joke about it. Like, does that mean that it's real now?
Oh, no, because like, I know it's never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not joking anymore.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Because I have a question.
Done?
Are you done?
Shut the fuck up. Are you done?
I need to figure out a better way to be like, Tara, I have a story.
Just say it.
Okay. What the fuck are your neighbors building? Your neighbors have, like, a big plot of land beside their house.
Which neighbors? Those neighbors?
Over there. Did you notice? It's like the foundation of a new home.
Then they
or,
might
like,
be
a bunker.
Building a bunker or a new home.
I'm so excited to see this.
I mean, he was like, cutting down a lot of trees.
There's, like, a 5-foot-tall, like, foundation over there that's, like, the size of a house. And it just went up in, like, 2 days.
I haven't noticed.
Maybe it's been there for a while.
But I know that, like, a couple months ago, he was cutting down, like, some of those big-ass trees over there.
Mm.
So, yeah, they've been clearing some land. How much land do they own? How much land comes with that house?
I don't know, but I need to be like them when I'm older.
To a certain extent.
What?
If you have 2 ponds, make sure they circulate.
Oh, yeah.
Because we get mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So bad. Oh, that's another thing that I thought about last night.
What?
Getting a bunch of lemongrass. Because your sister had lemongrass at her house.
Oh, and planting it by your front porch to cover up the dead animal smell?
Oh, no. I was going to talk about for mosquitoes. But,
is that a thing that attracts mosquitoes?
Yeah, it worked really well last night. I didn't get bit at all. But I was thinking about, like, getting, like, 5 different, like, pots and just placing them all around the porch.
Making, like, a little gate of lemongrass?
Yeah.
Dude, do
apparently, it. Apparently, lemongrass and basil.
Basil?
Yeah, apparently basil helps with that as well.
Oh, I have some basil plants that my mom just, in typical my mom style, left in my yard.
Like bags of Coke. Not bags of Coke.
Like a big bag of Coke on my porch the other day.
Guys, I thought she meant, like, cocaine. But then I was like, oh, she means, like, the soda. But then I imagined her mom leaving
fair,
it in a Ziploc bag, but no bottle. No bottle, just the liquid in a Ziploc bag. She wasn't very clear, and I wasn't...
I kind of said it to make her think that I was talking about a bag of Coke, to be fair.
Did you? Because you didn't seem like you planned that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were like, oh, no. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I don't know. That's not what you sounded like.
I laugh like that?
No. Also, guys, we are recording on my back porch because there is still some kind of dead animal under my front porch that smells terrible.
Shout out to the property manager.
Yeah, for really getting on top of their shit and clearing that out.
Mm-hmm.
The guy contacted me yesterday. It was funny because Greg called and talked to whoever. They're like, okay, we'll call you back. They never call Greg back. They always call me.
Oh my God, still?
Yeah. Even when we're like, hey, you should probably call the person back that's calling you. Like, the last time this happened, I was out of town, and they were calling me.
The last time an issue with the house happened, not the last time something died in their house.
Oh, yeah. Nothing really ever dies in our house other than plants, and that's why we don't keep plants in the house. But, like, yeah, something crawled under our porch through this really tiny hole and just decided to die there, I guess.
But instead of making a plan over the 4 days that they had, they decided to wait until, like, Monday.
Yeah,
like,
they
how
said...
How exactly do we get this out?
They were like, oh, we'll get to you on the next business day. And I was like, well, that's in 2 days. Cool. I'm glad y'all are gonna take care of this in 2 days, so the smell can just get worse. Oh, look, a bunny!
Wow, Tara. Jesus.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's a possum. Because I saw a possum crawl out of there and never crawl back out. But granted, I didn't stay there forever to watch it crawl back out. I was like, how quickly can I jump these stairs?
Are possums vegetarians? Maybe it's like possum leftovers.
I don't... Ew.
I know. Ugh. I know, that's gross.
I don't know what possums eat. But
guys, if you know what possums eat, please let us know. Yeah, because we're too lazy to look it up.
I'll probably look it up after this. Let us know anyway.
My friend actually mentioned that if it was a possum, that it probably got, like, slightly hit by a car and crawled under our porch and died.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, I mean, it looked pretty okay to me when I was staring at it and screaming at it on the phone. But, okay. Yeah. Oh, that was another part of, like, one of those things that I thought about last night, is that the guy, like, pulled out the animal from under our porch, and it was, like, all decomposing and stuff.
You haven't told them about the things that you thought about last night.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That was...
She had, like, these nightmares about this possum.
It wasn't just the possum, it was them, like, the property manager being like, oh, by the way, this is $4,000, and I was like, whoa, we wouldn't have had you remove it if it was gonna be $4,000. I can live with the stench. It's $4,000 worth of stench. That's fine. It'll go away eventually.
Not quite $4,000 worth.
But still, I'm not paying $4,000. And they're like, oh, no, you have to because you live here. And, like, that's the deal.
Yeah.
So I had that partial nightmare. And the fact that, like, the guy who removed the animal was, like, he removed it. And it was still, like, decomposing, and the tail was gone, and he was like, look at it. And he held it up, and I was like, nope, I'm gonna be sick. Like, just put it away. And he's like, no, just look at it.
Gross.
Yeah, it was weird. It was just a weird mesh-up of things at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, I just want to go back to sleep. Aww. But then I just keep thinking terrible things.
I'm just so glad that I don't have a porch that possums can crawl under.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, like, maybe they'll... Because on our back porch, there's, like, a gate, like, along the bottom of the porch. Like, fencing, kind of.
So they'll, like, crawl into the house?
So nothing... What?
Oh, sorry.
Nothing. So nothing can get under the porch.
So they'll make a gate on the front porch.
And that's what I'm kind of hoping. Because it's a really tiny area. And if they don't do it, then fuck, I will. Because that won't be expensive. Like, I don't even need,
literally,
like...
literally just nail... a piece of wood over the little hole.
Yeah. Which is what's probably gonna happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway.
That's life.
I'm out of breath.
So, do you wanna read an email?
Yeah, let's read an email.
Okay. Do you wanna read it?
You can read it.
Okay. So, we got an email from somebody. Granted, this was a little bit ago. I'm not going to use a name because I don't know if, so someone emailed us and said, what made you two want to do this podcast? Are there any other podcasts that are inspirations for your show? Do you want me to read what I wrote or
no.
Do you just want to, okay. Okay. So what made us want to do this podcast?
Tara put it a good way. I think I kind of had, like, really low expectations, and she kind of had her head in the clouds about it.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of started out as this, like, passing idea. But, like, Tara was actually the one that kind of pushed it, because I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure, we'll do it. Please shut up about this now.
But I think it kind of motivated me, because I was like, after a while, I was like, yeah, like, this is actually possible. Like, huge shout out to Name Redacted, because after talking to them, I was like, whoa.
And it's also really cool seeing people that we know, just...
be successful?
They're doing really well for themselves right now, and I can only see them, like, growing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, like, that kind of motivated us, and the fact that... they believed in us.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing how, like, other people believing in you can be so motivating. That sounds really weird. Because,
no,
like, that's an obvious thing.
But it's not obvious.
Yeah.
Like, so many people, like, want everybody else to fail to make themselves look better and, like, all that kind of stuff. But damn positive energy.
Yep. It's amazing. Yeah, so I think it was just kind of a random idea we had, and we're just gonna
having
roll
coffee
with
in the
it.
Morning.
Yeah, we're like, we talk about some weird shit in the morning.
Let's
share
record
this.
It. Let's share this with the world.
Someone's got to find this interesting.
Yeah, and if not, such is life. do you have any podcasts that were, like, your inspirations?
Well, inspirations is kind of a vague term for me, but I was definitely listening to, Stuff You Should Know.
Yeah.
At the time, and I just loved how, like, random their topics would be, and, like, every time I listened to an episode, I'd know something new, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool, and it didn't really have, like, you know, this is what we talk about. It was just, like, all over the place, but always really, really interesting, and I loved the hosts.
Yeah.
They just had really great chemistry.
I've actually never listened to that podcast before.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's something I wanted to listen to, but I'm, with any podcast I listen to, I'm like, I'll listen to every single episode, starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you just get to, like, know the host a lot better and see them grow, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for me, it was the only two podcasts I really got into were Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, which is kind of like a conspiracy theory podcast, but it does take a slightly different viewpoint because they have, like, three hosts. One is super into conspiracies, one is, like, on the spiritual side, and then one's a comedian who's like, I can see some of this, but I'm gonna question a lot of it, and they just, like, there's a lot of arguments, but it's an interesting chemistry. But I think the big one is, if you're friends with me, you've heard me talk about it before.
Oh my god.
But because it's so good.
I think I've avoided listening to it sometimes just because I hear Tara talk about it so much.
I can't help it. Anyways, it's called Guys We Fucked. And honestly, it's probably just because it's
about sex?
Not just that, but, like, females doing it.
Yeah.
Females, I don't know.
That many, like, female podcasts.
Yeah. And granted, I have seen, like, I sent you a link for, like, the top 10, like, female podcasts. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that there were this many female-run podcasts. And I want to check them out.
Yeah.
Because I honestly am just, like, all about, like, women doing shit.
Yeah.
Especially when they do it really well and when they're really successful in it. Like, I don't know. I think that's really cool. And not being afraid to, like, say whatever they want to.
Right.
So, yeah. Hmm. So, that's our email. And if you guys have any questions or just want to tell us something cool, or not,
like,
cool.
What possums eat?
Yeah, like, if you want to look up what possums eat and then email us,
please
do so at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com. We'll answer you.
Probably.
We'll answer you. Not probably. We will answer you. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Ugh, this makes me reminisce.
About what?
Our friendship.
Oh,
how it's grown so much.
Dude, if you think about, like, where it started from, it's just, like, I would have never seen this happening back then.
Dorm room at UNCG?
Yeah.
Drinking.
I don't know. Yeah, do you want to go into detail about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You guys get to hear the fun origin story. No one ever likes origin stories when they do them in movies because they're like, we know what happened. No one knows what happened, really. There's a few people, but
we're not drunk. Friends with them anymore.
I don't even think I was drunk. That's what makes me so mad.
I know.
Like, anyway. We got busted for, like, nothing. Anyways.
We got busted for everybody else. Like,
for everyone else being dumbasses. But,
yeah.
Okay, so let's
back up.
Let's back up. Rewind. It was one of our friends' birthdays, and Jess and I had not met each other at that point. Christ, I put an ashtray out here for a reason, and you just clean backyard, Jess.
I got it.
Oh, Christ. Guys, Jess just threw a cigarette butt into my yard when I specifically made sure to get an ashtray.
Look, I got it, okay? I got it. Okay. She sacrificed this beautiful mug.
I did. It's a free sheets mug that I got. Yeah, it's from Sheetz. They sent it to me for free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You're not using the mug I got you for your birthday.
I was going to, but I need more room for coffee this morning.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so Jess and I had never met each other before. She showed up with her ex-boyfriend at the time they were dating, obviously. And so we were there for a mutual friend. It was probably like five of us just hanging out, drinking in the dorm room. And then...
As college kids do.
Yeah. And then...
Don't
like,
do that, you guys.
Yeah, just don't drink on campus. It's such a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass if you get caught. Just don't.
Yeah. Just
don't. Anyway.
And then I think a couple people that we were friends with on that floor had, like, stopped by, and they're like, oh, we're gonna hang out in here, too. And then some other kid who we didn't want, I'm pretty sure was, like, not invited, ratted us out to the RA. And then, so, like, they had made a joke, like, oh, someone's knocking on the door, it's the RA. And we're like, oh, shit, like, not cool. And they're like, no, it's a joke. And I was like, that's a terrible joke. That's a fucking terrible joke. Because that would be awful if they showed up.
The whole time I was like, okay, I should leave now. I should leave now. I should leave now. The whole time. There's that damn intuition I'd ever trust.
Yep. You gotta start trusting that.
I know.
So eventually, like, someone knocked on the door and they were like, oh, it's the RA. We're like, yeah, you already did that. Like, very funny. And they're like, no, for real, it's the RA. And we're like, oh, shit.
I'm just like, can I hide in the mini fridge?
Will they find me if I hide under the bed? Is there room under the bed? I'll make room. yeah, and so, they, like, tried to hide the beer and stuff. And she was
they
like...
They made us dump out, like, two cases of beer.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I wouldn't have made y'all dump this out or called the cops if you had just told me up front that y'all had beer. But
why would
As she said, I wouldn't have called the cops, it was, like, instantaneous. The cops had shown up. And I was like, bitch, you already called the cops.
You have way better memory than I do.
Oh, because it was slightly traumatic for me, considering the fact that we got tickets and had to go to court and had to do all sorts of stuff. And, was it community service?
You know, the community service was really good, though.
Yeah, did you do it at that school?
Yeah.
That, and we ran into each other, because we didn't really talk that night because of things that occurred. And then, like, we ran into each other at that school doing community service, and, like, we started talking and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we, like, would see each other on campus and be like, hey, we live in the same building. What's
up? I think we had lunch together at one point and then, like, instantly decided we were going to be roommates next year.
Yep. Yep. And the fact that you were like, hey, my roommate's kind of crazy and I'm moving into the dorm across the street. Like, do you want to help me move stuff? And I was like,
without even, like, telling her.
Yeah, you just
one day
up
I
left.
Was just like, okay, had enough. Bye.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about why you so abruptly moved out from living with your first roommate.
Oh my god. Okay. I don't know what the term is. Is it like the last straw on the camel's back?
The straw that broke the camel's
back. I'm not good at things like that.
Nope.
I shouldn't
even
try,
really. Make up your own. You're like, the straw that was in the last thing for the cup. Like, what? Just what are you talking about? But that sounds like something you would say.
You're so right. That was really great.
Sometimes you just put metaphors together and we're just like, yeah, Jess, you're right. Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I do. Anyway, oh, man. So, my roommate, had a boyfriend, and they had sex a lot.
Oh.
Like, a lot.
How dare they?
Like, a lot. A lot. So, I spent most of my time at my boyfriend's dorm, but I get back one day, and I'm, like, changing clothes to go to class, and I drop my shirt on the floor, and I pick it up, and there's, like, trash everywhere. There was generally trash everywhere. Like, the garbage can was full. There was a condom on top of it. And, like, oh. I pick my shirt up, and it's sticky.
Ew, what?
It's sticky.
Ah.
And the whole time, like, I'm like, what is this? Like, it smells like sex in here. It smells rancid.
Ew.
And I'm just like, oh my God. That is my roommate's boyfriend's cum on the floor, on my shirt, in my hand.
And did you burn that shirt? You should have burned that shirt.
I don't know. I think I threw it away.
I was about to be like, please don't tell me you wore that to class.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
So, and this next part is, I feel like nobody really knows what happened because I think she found out about it through a friend of mine that I told.
Yeah.
But, like, that wasn't how it went. Like, I ended up talking to my RA, like, in the middle of the night after she locked me out to have sex until, like, 3 a.m. And I talked to an RA, and I was like, look, like, this is the situation. Can I get a new dorm? Or he's like, well, can you guys, like, talk about it? And, like, I'm not a talker. I'm not the, like, at that point, like, what can you say?
Please, like, stop such a point. Boyfriend's like, cum all over the floor.
Like, I went into the dorm that night, and, like, I couldn't breathe.
Ew.
Like, it smelled so bad. So, I'm like, okay, like, I can't, like, I don't know. So, he's like, okay, look, you go to bed, and I'll call the cops and, like, complain about a smell.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, I go to bed, like, pretend to sleep, and then I hear a knock on the door, and it wakes us all up, and they're just like, yeah, it smells awful. It's the cop at the door. Like, it smells awful in here. Like, you need to take that trash out. Like, whose fault is this? And she tried to play it off. Like, it was like, well, like, we both, like, throw stuff away. Like, but we both don't, like, come all over the floor. You know? We both don't leave condoms everywhere. Like.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, like, years later, she thought, like, she found out that, like, it was me that, like, talked to the RA and, like, called the cops, but right. She thought I was trying to bust her for weed.
What?
I told her that, like, oh, I think, like, someone down the hall, like, thought we were smoking or something like that. So she thought that it was me trying to get her busted.
That, I mean, to be fair, like, her boyfriend was, like, really into weed and K2 and
oh, do you remember K2?
Sorts of stuff.
Spice.
I mean, I never smoked it.
I think I took it like one time. Like I.
Some people love it, but I have heard some really awful things about it that I'm like, why would I ever try that?
I don't remember. Like I never heard like those crazy stories. Like all over the news, they always had like someone jumped off a roof when they were on Spice. Someone thought they were a dragon, and, like,
all accurate titles for the news.
Like,
stories.
Are we talking about Spice here? Yeah. Is that the only thing they were doing that night?
Because, they were probably doing something a lot more. Yeah. I do remember that roommate very well, because after you lived with her 2 years later, I lived with her.
Yeah, our roommate stories are actually about the same person.
Yeah, for the most part. Like, I didn't learn from Jess's mistake.
Yeah, I was like, Tara, why would you do that? She's like, it'll be fine. Like, we're not going to be in the same room.
And we were living with two other people, and I thought that would give us more of a buffer. But
nope.
It didn't. So, whoops.
Yeah.
But my roommate my freshman year, because we were both, your roommate was picked at random, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so was mine. And it was cool at first. Like, we got along really well. And then,
do I remember your roommate your freshman year? I don't think we knew each other.
She had, like, blonde hair.
Okay, I don't know. We'll have to talk about her name later.
It was cool at first, and then she started dating this guy who was, like, the biggest asshole. He was just, like, pretentious, and he, like, made it known that he had money, and it was just really awful, like, I had brought up this, like, job that my dad might, was, like, potentially getting for the company that he was working for, and it was with a really big company that they were about to get a contract with.
Yeah.
And, her boyfriend was like, oh, well, I bet my parents own the trucks that your dad's gonna use.
What?
And I was like, hey, can you just, like, shove everything you just said right up your ass? Because...
I really dislike you now. Like, I disliked you beforehand, but now I just dislike you even more.
What an a-hole.
Right? So, that was a whole thing. And then, like, my one main stipulation for, like, living in the same room as somebody is, like, yo, just, like, don't have sex when I'm in the room.
Oh, my God.
Because that's just, like, awkward. And, like, at some point, the other person is gonna know. And some people are totally cool with that, but I'm just, like, not one of those people. I don't want to be in the same room.
Yeah, fair.
And, so she was like, hey, is it cool if he stays over tonight? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So then they, like, I guess thought I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I could, like, see stuff out of the corner of my eye, like, them moving around. And I was like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, you can't be respectful. And so, like...
Did you pretend to sleep or did you get up and walk out?
Oh, I got up and left and I slammed that door. And she texted me and she was like, where'd you go? And I was like, I fucking left. And she was like, oh, why? And I was like, don't play stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I know what y'all were doing. And she's like, no, I swear we weren't doing anything. And I was like, horseshit. And then she asked if I could give them some time alone. And I was like, oh, wait, you weren't doing anything, but now that I'm gone, it just, like, seems really convenient for you to start doing stuff?
What a bitch!
Yeah. So I stayed out until, like, 3 or 4. I just, like, went to a friend's room and hung out there and bitched about them because they were friends with them. And they were like, yeah, that guy's a really big dick. Like, we know him. He's an asshole.
Oh, my God.
But that, like, that wasn't even probably the worst thing that ever happened. Like... We had rearranged our room, and it was right before, I think, like, Christmas break or Thanksgiving break or something like that. It might have been Thanksgiving, because it was relatively short. So we had rearranged some stuff, and there were a couple pieces of furniture that were like, you know, we'll figure this out when we get back. Like, my dresser was under her bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's okay. I was like, are you cool with, like, this staying this way just until I get back, and then we can figure it out? She's like, yeah, that's fine. And so, I come back from break, and my dresser is shoved up against my bed. All the trash has been put on my bed, like, a bag of trash, her takeout shit, and just, like, everything had been, that was mine, was pushed against my side of the room. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, what? And so, I texted her, and I was like, hey, where you at? And she was like, oh, like, I'm on the guy's side right now, like, studying. And I was like, we need to talk. I was like, because I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't, like, I have an exam tomorrow and I have to study and I'm so stressed out. And I was like, well, I have an exam tomorrow too.
And I also have trash all over my bed.
Everything is on my side of the room. Like, I was like, can we please just talk about this? And she was like, no, I just can't talk. And I was like, look, I will give you 15 minutes to come over to our room and talk, or I will bring our personal problems over to the guy's side, and I do not care about bringing it up in front of anybody. And so she, like, did not show up, and I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I'm coming to find you. I didn't tell her.
Oh, God.
But I walked over there, and she was gone. And so I, like, stared at the guys, and I was like, hey, like, have y'all seen so-and-so? And they're, like, all, like, we're, like, and then one of the guys was, like, yeah, she went down to the lobby. And I was, like, okay, thank you. And so, like, I walked down to the lobby, and I walked over to her. Before I said anything, her eyes had, like, tears in them. And I was, like, hey, like, can we talk real quick? And she was, like, I just can't. Like, I have so much stuff to do, and I'm so stressed. And okay, I was like, whatever. And I walked away. And I, like, threw away shit. And I was, like, at that point, I was like, fuck her. Fuck her. And then she went around telling people that I came into the lobby and yelled at her. And I was like, God. I was like, you want me to yell at you? Because I will show me.
I will show me.
I will show you. I will show you me yelling. Which I rarely do.
Yeah.
But, like...
You've got some balls. Like, I usually just, like, let things pile up and then, like, disappear. Like I did.
That's what from, like... probably backlash from me being so introverted over, or walked over for so long that, like, now if someone fucks with me, I'm like, oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Like, I will not take this.
But, like, you have to be like that when you have a roommate. Like,
yeah.
You can't just, and that's my problem, like, especially with roommates, like, you can't just let them do whatever you want and let it get to a point. Like, that's the key, I think, when you, before you go to college, you read all these things about, like, making to-do lists and chore lists and, like, have a discussion with your roommate about rules. And, like, that never works. You just really have to be, like, a straightforward person.
Yeah. If something's bothering you, talk about it. And if not,
and don't worry about it being, like, awkward, because if you don't bring it up, it's just gonna build up.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, you're gonna run into people who just, like, can't handle that.
And if you live with someone that can't handle that, then don't live with them, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's just going to create conflict.
Yeah. I don't, or find a way to live with them.
Yeah, like, find a way to deal with it, but that's really hard.
It can be really, really hard. I wish I had, like, some solid advice for, like, conflict resolution when it comes to roommates, but I'm just, like, not that person.
Yeah.
Be more like Tara, that's my advice.
In certain aspects of
life. Hunt a bitch down.
Hunt a bitch down. Do not take that shit. You deserve better. No, it was, I remember waking up from a nap one time. This chick was terrible at communicating. Or, like, she just wanted to, like, be a coward. I don't know. Yeah. But I woke up from a nap one time with her and our RA sitting on the bed across from me, just looking at me, waiting for me to wake up from my nap. And she was like,
afterwards?
Yeah, this was after everything. And she was like, y'all, like, clearly need to talk some stuff out. And I was like, I've been trying to talk to her for a really long time now.
Yeah.
And she was like, I remember specifically she said, I really like you and still want to be friends with you, but if I don't think we can be friends if we live together. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I was like, I don't really want to be friends with you anymore. And if you have a problem with this living situation, you can move out. Because I'm not going anywhere, because I don't have a problem with our arrangement right now.
Yeah.
And she moved down the hall.
And I was so like, did you have a room to yourself, or did they assign you somebody else?
I had a room to myself the rest of the year. And I was like, thank you, bitch. You just did me a favor.
Right. That's what happened to me when I moved out. I mean, I technically had a roommate, but I guess she stayed with her boyfriend all the time because I never met her.
Ever?
No.
What?
After I moved out, it was like a whole semester. She never came back.
Holy shit.
Except to, like, clean her stuff out one time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, it's funny how that stuff works out.
Yeah.
Like, you get put into shitty situations, and then, like, at the end of the day, like, things do work out.
Yep.
That's what I would like to believe.
It doesn't happen like that always.
No. But we had a good run, roommate-wise. I mean, with me and you living together.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you're not gonna stay friends with, like, your best friend if you move in with them.
But that's the thing, we weren't best friends to begin with. We were just acquaintances.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that helped, too.
Probably. We weren't, like, and we had our own lives. Like, we went and did different things sometimes.
Yeah.
But we also did a lot of things together.
Yeah.
But
what
was that face? Okay,
so we had these silly string wars.
Oh shit, yes. But not like your typical, like, silly string,
like,
wars.
Like, fight each other with silly string, but no.
I don't remember why we had the Kansas silly string to begin with.
My mom probably gave them to me.
Probably.
My mom always gives me random shit, like bags of coke.
Bags of cocaine. My mom's a drug dealer. She's not. Don't try to get in touch with Jess's mom for drugs.
Please don't.
She won't understand. She'll probably give you, like, herbal medicine.
Yeah, she will. Have you tried these vitamins?
Take vitamin C. 500 milligrams every 40 minutes. You're gonna shit weird, but...
but that's actually a thing. That's not far off.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really accurate. For the... Well, yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, so how did it even start?
Okay, so I came home... I came back to the dorm one day, and there was just this can of silly string sitting in front of the doorway, staring at me. Jess had drawn eyes on it. Face on it. And she just left it there.
In the middle of the room.
I had a stare off with a can of silly string for like 5 minutes. I was like, who did this?
And then I came home to a second can of silly string beside the first, lying on the floor with its head popped off, I think.
No. I still have a picture of it. Guys, we'll post the picture.
We'll post the picture.
But I had... So I set the two cans of silly string next to each other, and I had drawn a really angry face on mine, and I stuck some Q-tips to the side of it for, like, arms, and then took a gum, like, a wrapper gum.
Gum wrapper?
Whoa.
Like a... Wow.
I don't know what happened there. And I folded it into, like, a makeshift gun, and I... pointed it to the other can of silly string and crossed out its eyes. And I think I, like, sprayed some silly string on the other side like I had just blown its brains out. And, yeah, just left
it. And then
there.
I hung one from a noose.
Yeah.
And then, she came back and I hung one from a noose.
And then I did not know what to do because I was like, this is getting really dark. Like, I cannot see where this is going. And
it was great, though.
That was where that ended. You were like, Tara, I'm waiting for your, like, rebuttal. I'm waiting for the next silly string. And I was like, it's not going to happen because I don't know what to do. You hung mine from a noose. I understand that I blew your brains out, but, damn. Yeah.
That was so fun.
It was fun. That was good.
I'm not good at pranking, but, like... That was good.
That was cool. Nobody else understood that except us.
Did we ever live together after that?
No. Oh. We didn't.
You lived with my sisters though, didn't you? Wait, did you live with my sisters?
I only lived with one of you.
Just me?
Yep.
That's probably best.
Yep. Not that I love them. I don't think I'd ever live with them.
Yeah. Don't live with my sisters.
Now I know them too well.
Oh man.
Good times.
Yeah. What else, Tara?
Honestly, I feel like that's going to be it for today's episode.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know if you have any horror stories from roommates or...
You probably do. Everybody does.
Yeah, everyone does unless you've lived by yourself forever, which I suggest getting a roommate at some point just to try it out.
Yeah, try it out.
You need the experience.
You need a story.
Everyone needs a story.
Yeah.
Don't email forget us. To...
Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah, no. Email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.
This is why I always get nervous every time I ask you to recite the email address.
Because I always fuck it up.
Yep.
Always.
guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
I stuttered. Whatever.
Okay.
Also,
guidedbs.com.
We love that everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people have liked our Facebook page so far, but please...
Like our Facebook page!
Like our Facebook page, but also, guys, please make sure to subscribe to us. There is a link for the RSS feed. Hopefully we will be up on iTunes and Stitcher here shortly at some point.
Yep.
So, please make sure to do that.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.